Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our sermon this morning? You are invited. Based on our gospel reading just read, especially finding our theme in verse 12. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." I invite you to open up your service folder, find the sermon outline there, and follow our outline as we consider our theme, You Are Invited. You know, I'm sure you'd agree with me, it's fun to get invitations, whether they come by mail or by a telephone call, by email, messages, Facebook, or even iMessages. However you get them, invitations are fun. Which invitation is your favorite? An invitation to a wedding? I've got five I can invite you to coming up in the next couple of months. An invitation to a birthday party? An invitation, oh, here it comes, to a home-cooked meal? An invitation to a performance? An invitation to a sporting event. But not all invitations are accepted. Some invitations are rejected. In today's sermon, we'll hear about five invitations given by our Lord Jesus. And our acceptance or our rejection of these invitations have big consequences. The first invitation, notice your sermon outline, the first invitation from Jesus is, come and see. In John 1, we read these words. The next day, John the Baptist was with two of his disciples, and as he looked, Jesus walked by, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples followed Jesus and asked him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And Jesus said to them, "Come and see." Come and you will see. This is much more than an invitation to see where Jesus was temporarily living. It's an invitation to a new life, an invitation to a changed life, an invitation to a new set of priorities, an invitation to a new future. Jesus went to Simon. And Simon's name means a tiny little pebble that's easily kicked around. And Jesus invited him to become Peter, whose name means a solid rock, the apostle and leader of the new church. Jesus went to Mary Magdalene, a prostitute, and invited her to become Mary, witness to the resurrection, convincing the disciples who were still in hiding. Jesus went to Thomas, the doubter of all doubters of Jesus' resurrection, and invited him to touch the nail and spear wounds, and so to strengthen his faith that Thomas became a fearless evangelist. Invitations. Today, this same Jesus is inviting you and all people to come and see. He wants your heart, not just your church attendance. He's inviting you to a new life, a changed life, to new priorities, to a new future. Will you accept his invitation? The second invitation, glance at your outline, that Jesus gave is this: come and learn. We read in Matthew 11, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come, learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls." Our problem, the text says, we labor and are heavy laden with the cares of this life. God's solution? Learn of Jesus. And the result says, we will find rest for our souls. The learned and powerful of Jesus' day, the Pharisees, put heavy burdens on the hearts and shoulders of people. Burdens of heavy religious activities and deeds they had to do to somehow get right with God and have a good life. The learned and powerful of today, well, often represented in various forms of public media, also put heavy burdens upon each of us. You must know this. You must do this. You must own this. You must dress like this. You must look like this. You must act like this in order to be worthwhile or popular or successful or happy. This is a special problem for our children and our young people, as they seek in this life to learn the basis of their self-worth. But it influences each of us and lays upon us what Jesus calls a heavy burden. Let me ask you, what is the basis of your self-worth? Where do we go, according to the text, to find rest for our souls? Jesus says, come, learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls. This is one reason why a consistent focus in this congregation is this invitation of Jesus, come and learn. This means faithful attendance and hearing the Word of God preached, in attending one of the many Bible classes given throughout the week, of making it a priority of bringing our children to Sunday school in confirmation instruction. Ah, now speaking of teaching and learning, did you know that the modern church of the 21st century has a whole new job we have to do? An important role of the church of the 21st century is this, and listen carefully, to teach our people today to have an alternate perception of reality. Yes, an alternate perception of reality. What does that mean? Now, here's where I start getting fired up. In the age in which we live today, in which traditional biblical values are being thrown away, when truth is being abandoned, when the difference between right and wrong is being terribly confused, when black is white and white is black and everything is gray, when personal and family priorities are messed up, when immorality is not just tolerated but celebrated, when even the mention of the name of Jesus is ridiculed, we and our children and our grandchildren need to learn an alternate perception of reality. We need to be taught to see life through the lenses of God's Word and God's truth. We need to learn that the eternal reality and God's claim in our life is often in direct opposition to the reality this sinful world shoves down our throats. Let me ask you, are you sick and tired and soul weary of what confronts you and your family every day in this godless society? Jesus' invitation still stands. He says, come, learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls. The third invitation of Jesus, look at your outline, is this. Come and rest. In Mark chapter 6, we read, the apostles returned to Jesus and he said to them, come away with me to a quiet place and rest a while. Jesus' apostles had just returned from a long, tough missionary journey. So Jesus took them away with him to a quiet place so they could have rest and he could take care of them. My friends, I need to hear this invitation. You need to hear this invitation to come away with Jesus to a quiet place and rest. Far too often, in many aspects of our personal lives, in our work, in our family, in our personal emotions, in our futures, we work, we strive, we push, we plan, we fret, we worry, and we will not, we cannot rest. Why? Far too often, it's a spiritual problem. Too often, we have bought into a lie. And here is the lie. My work equals my worth. To do is to be. To accomplish means that I'm good. The busier I am, the better I am. My badge of honor is the fullness of my calendar. Behind all of this is a spiritual illness. The spiritual illness the Bible calls works righteousness. The lie of works righteousness tells you that the only way to be right with God, the only way to find worth in His eyes, the only way to have a good life, the only way to earn salvation is by your working and your striving and your fretting. But the same invitation that Jesus gave His apostles, He gives to us. Come with me, says Jesus, to a quiet place, and I will give you rest. We find our rest, our worth, our righteousness, not in what we do, but what in Jesus has done for us. Take a moment and look at our Savior upon the cross over our altar. See there your eternal worth to God. Look at Him who died to pay for your sins. Look at Him who rose from the grave to make you right with Almighty God. Come and rest in His nail-pierced and victorious hands. Jesus' fourth invitation. Look at your outline. His fourth invitation, come and eat. In today's gospel reading from John 21, Jesus said to them, come and eat. After Jesus' resurrection, the apostles had been on a fruitless fishing trip. The resurrection, resurrected Jesus, though, met them on the beach as they brought in their fishing boat. Out of His love for them, our own Lord Jesus, can't you see it? Our own Lord Jesus with His crucified, nail-pierced hands prepared for those boys on the beach a meal of cooked fish and baked bread. He made it for them so they could have a peaceful time of rest with Him and with one another. But today, far too often, our meals are hurried, on the run, fast food, no time for conversation or peaceful fellowship. In biblical times, mealtime meant godly fellowship and a time to take care of each other. So here's a wonderful goal for each of us, to reclaim our family mealtime for godly purposes. And even if you eat alone, you can take time in quiet prayer and realize that such a prayer as this, come Lord Jesus, be our guest, can be prayed, come Lord Jesus, be my guest. and that he will surely accept your invitation to table fellowship. And whenever Holy Communion is upon this altar, our resurrected Jesus says to you, come and eat. Come and experience table fellowship with Almighty God and with other sinners who are either kneeling or standing by your side. There at the table, know the friendship and the fellowship and the love and the forgiveness of God for you. There at table, as you drink the heavenly food and eat the heavenly food, as you drink the wine and eat the bread, the body and blood of Christ, know that he is there to give you what he promises. Rest for your souls, forgiveness for your sins. Look at your outline, the last invitation. The fifth invitation of Jesus that we'll talk about today is this one. Come and inherit. In Matthew 25, we read, Jesus said, come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is an invitation that none of us have ever heard yet. It likely is the final invitation that our Lord Jesus will give. In Matthew 25, in this text, Jesus is talking about the end of the world, the day of our resurrection, when we stand before Almighty God. And on that day, all those people with trusting faith in Christ will hear this final invitation, come and inherit the kingdom. This is an invitation to an eternal inheritance. Now, just a few years ago, I updated my will. I updated my plan for the inheritance to be given to my wife, to our children, and to our congregation. It's been said, quote, you can't take it with you, regarding taking to heaven what's valuable on this earth now. I beg to differ. That's not totally true. You can take to heaven your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones, your friends, because you are making a good spiritual investment in them right now. Dear Lord Jesus, open our eyes. Help us now to reorder our priorities, to show us ways to invest our time and our resources in our loved ones, for heaven's sake. Well, back to the question I asked you at the beginning of the sermon. Of all the invitations you receive on a regular basis, either by phone or by mail or any electronic device, which invitation is your favorite? Today, you have learned and you have heard your Lord Jesus invite you. Come and see. Come and learn. Come and rest. Come and eat. Come and inherit. Please, do come. Jesus' invitations are for you. Everything is now ready. In the name of Jesus, amen.